So on the average, I'm not talking about every faculty member, but on the average, I have no doubt that if I could prove it, I could prove it, I'd bet money on it, that the average faculty member is relatively hostile. I'm not talking about going out there and stopping people from coming to Stony Brook, but I'm talking about indifference to hostility, and I think more than hostility. Would you like my, do you think it's a good idea for my son or daughter to go to Stony Brook? I think most of the faculty, most, not 100%, maybe 50, 60%, would say, no, I don't think it's a good idea. Some for good reasons and some just knee-jerk reaction. And the rest would not go out with many exceptions, but by no means large numbers, and argue that they would recruit vigorously for the institution. Nor is the institution clearly stating that the undergraduates have the priority in terms of resources that they would like.
You think they should? You think that
I think a mature institution, which we will become in maybe 20 or 30 years, will.
I think
that, you know, people underestimate how much energy it takes to fill the first role of Stony Brook, which is to become and continue to be an established research institution. And I think people take those words too naively. There's a great deal of meaning in claiming that, and the president has said it, and other presidents have said it, that we are, in the shortest phrase, a research institution. And it'll take a long time before we have the diversity and maturity in our faculty to wash away the starkness of that priority. It will happen, but it'll take a long time. I don't see that it's so awful. I'm not happy about it, but I think it, you have to be very naive to not understand what it means to develop in a short period of time a major research institution. It just can't be done without the focus, not 100% focus, but probably 80-90% of the focus of this institution's direction, goals, money, time, priorities down that road. I think anyone who thinks otherwise is only occasionally lucky and right that there are some faculty who not only are accomplishing that, but are making a major contribution at the undergraduate level as well. I think that's part of our developmental scheme. I don't like it. I don't think, on the other hand, that one can be surprised by it. I think it will take time. If you have the luxury of great distance in sight, then it can make some sense. But I don't think we should change it. I think we really do have to pay our dues for a while. People don't want to say that. I'm sure other of my friends in the administration would cringe at this kind of observation, but I don't think it's anything else other than inevitable. I think you have to fight it. And I think the individuals who tend to be able to make the leaps across the research and the other boundaries to undergraduates and so forth, and some of those boundaries are not so terribly high. There are undergraduates who can participate in research and so forth, and do. That these projects need to be helped, and they are being assisted and helped. But for the average student we have as an undergraduate, that has little impact. The best of our undergraduates, well, then we get to the side of the admissions question. And that is, why don't we have 100% of the best students that are available? And the answer is our competition is fighting for the same students.
Sure.
The competition is outgunning us in 1987. And, you know, we may not like that, but that's the way it is. So we have an undergraduate population that doesn't fulfill the expectations of the faculty, and they blame admissions for that. I can't hold admissions accountable for the attitudes among the faculty, because indeed, the admissions office can be a reflection of the values of our system, but they can't lead the way. And I think our administration, and I mean by that the president, has made it quite clear about the fact that he would like everything, but among all the things that are equal, clearly the research direction is more equal. And I don't see that as evil. I don't see that as so surprising. And I don't think we should be so shocked. But I don't think we should also be so terribly shocked that we see the effect of that in some of the areas where we're vulnerable,
sure,
such as the attractiveness of this institution to the undergraduates. And there are a few conspiratorial things. We still don't have a city next door, which would help us. We still have a 21-year-old drinking age, which is forcing us to be extremely hostile to undergraduates who choose to try to drink in the dorms, which defeats one of the benefits of drinking, or at least being near drink if you don't drink. I don't drink very much, which is fine. And that is that people socialize. Even if they don't drink, they can socialize. So we're finding ourselves turning down some of the directions in which students can become more friendly with other students, and that's terribly important to the people who are 16, 17, 18, 22 years old. at all. So we're unfortunate currently on that. No, I think that it's miracle developing and wishful thinking to assume that we can put into the hands of the Vice President for Student Affairs and the admissions office the responsibility for that attitude. They can merely assist what I think is the general belief in what is important. They can run counter to it to an extent. But I don't think we can turn around the faculty attitudes that easily. It will happen. I have no doubts about that. But it's not in the present. It's still down the road in the future.
Now its priority is probably not as high as some other things.
No, it really is.
Although,
it's important. And someday we will realize that our reputation is also developed on the basis of many, not just a few, of our undergraduates. We'll understand that.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone understands it, so to speak, intellectually. Everyone understands that. But it's a question of when we start comfortably integrating that into our lives as faculty and staff. And that won't happen until we don't feel that we're under the pressure to continually prove ourselves. We're still the new guys on the research block, and I think we have to do as much as possible to reinforce that. And I believe that myself. I think it has an effect. It will continue to have an effect. I think for many years.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming in.
Pleasure to talk with you. There are millions of other things we could talk about, but I think you've got such a list of interesting people here that I envy you the task. I don't envy your attempts to sort it out and bring reason to it.
Well, the question is, I have my own research.
Yeah, I love the greening of America. Clearly a good deal of that was active concern in the 60s.
Yeah.
Educational experimentation in this country is, by those standards, currently feeble. I also have strong feelings about the residential college program, but you'll find that everyone does, so I will let that one go.
I'd like to know more about it. Just take a quick look at that.